funny. I had a conversation with my son today. Niggas is delusional, man. Niggas is fucking hilariously delusional, man. I'm in the car with him, and he seen me post Donna's picture up on my Facebook, right? He's like, "Pop, you still fucking with that bitch?" You're like, "I don't like that bitch, Pop. She just be using you, Pop. Like, you supposed to be better than that, Pop. What's going on?" I'm like, and I'm laughing at him, right? Because each time this nigga get in my car, he's a homosexual, y'all. He don't have no car. He don't have no place to stay. I mean, he basically slang dick on bitches to dickmatize them to get in a spot. But even though he does that, he still got to pay like he weigh. Every time he get in my car, he is begging and pleading with a bitch. "Please let me come over. Please let me do this. Please let me do that. You know, I got such and such amount of money." You know what I mean? You know, money always come into the goddamn picture, man. You know what I mean? But I don't want to get too much into that because that's actually a separate show. The homosexual. But basically what I had to do is I had to check the little nigga, man. I'm like, "Look, man. You don't have the game or the expertise that I have, okay? You just don't. You don't. All right? You keep forgetting that I make money hand over fist with these bitches that I fuck with. So, I don't know, you could delude yourself into thinking that a bitch is using me if you want. You know what I mean? But I think a bitch is perfectly within her rights to try and run game on me due to the fact that I'm making so much money off of them on a yearly basis. You know what I mean? If I sprinkle a bitch with 100 here or 100 there, small potatoes, man. You know what I mean? If she call up and she say, "I need this or I need that because I'm fucked up," I give her 100. I'm like, "You really think that's using me?" I'm like, "I guess if you's a broke-ass nigga, yeah, I guess you could say that that's using me." But no, I don't call that being used. I call that basically an investment. It's an investment. You know why it's an investment? Because it's a trick whole relationship. A lot of you cats, man, because I get this a lot. It ain't just my son, man. Everyone's always saying, "Why do you still fuck with this bitch? Why are you still dealing with this bitch?" You know what I mean? I make no secrets, man, or I make no bones about the fact that I really do actually have feelings for this bitch. I do. But I still never fool myself into thinking that this is not a trick whole relationship. It is. It is a trick whole relationship, and it works. It works. Now, if I was a deluded some bitch, if I was delusional, and I was trying to make the whole to the housewife, you know, and trying to fool myself into thinking that she really, really, really loves me, and, you know, everything was peaches and cream, lollipops and gumdrops, then you would have a point. I'm not deluding myself in that regard, no. I get what I want, she gets what she wants. I get that sexual release, she gets her bill paid. How is that using me? I don't know how that's using me. How does that factor into she's using you? No one's using me, Jack. No, sir. Mm-mm. Because, yeah, everyone's like, "Damn, man, this bitch back. Like, well, why do you keep accepting this bitch back?" You know, it gets down to the concept of power and control. Let me see. January of this year, I stopped contact with her. If any of y'all know the story, y'all know the bitch acted funky, was acting brand new. She fell in love with a goddamn bottom shelf brat at her prison job. And so she felt that she didn't need Big Mike anymore, right? But this way, y'all don't seem to understand where the concept of wisdom comes in. You got to know your prey, right? And I've always known that she's short-winded, man. She is not going to be able to have any sort of prolonged relationship with any man. Number one, she gets bored easy. Number two, it's like it's just hard to keep up with her goddamn demands, right? So Yeah, since January of this year, man, I ain't reached out to her. I ain't said jack shit to her. She has sent me at least 4 Cash App requests. 4 Cash App requests. Now, this is how funky this bitch is, right? She talked all of that shit in that text message, man, when we had that dust up, had that blow up, basically giving me the finger, telling me go fuck myself, right? And she didn't even have the common decency to pick up the phone and apologize once she found out that she was wrong. No, mm-mm. She just sends Cash Apps out. I need money. I need money. I need money. Certain niggas is like, man, you responded to that shit? Responded to that bitch? I'm like, remember, this is a trick whole relationship, man. And I ain't gonna lie, the sex is great. Mm-hmm. So I don't really clown bitches too much on here. You know, when we talking about bitches always choosing hobosexuals, because I get it, man. It's hard to find a bitch that really give it to you how you want it given to. Oh, yeah, man. You know, when she's firing on all cylinders, I know it's probably hard for y'all to understand that, because when you look at pictures of her, the bitch looks very disinterested. But, bruh, she could put it on you, man. Oh, she could put it on you. Shit. But, yeah, man, I've been ignoring that bitch since January this year. And, lo and behold, a week ago, shit, yeah, it's been going on about a week. She sent me another Cash App request, and I ignored that shit, too. And then I went ahead and hit her with a text message. And, nigga, she just... I mean, she's so stupid and so pig-headed. I guess once we had blew up at each other, she had erased my name and my number out of her phone or whatever. So, but I hit her up on Facebook and basically told her, nah, go fuck yourself, man. You need to be apologizing to me. So she actually showed up at my crib about 11, 12 o'clock at night, bended the knee, and apologized to me. And the funny thing is, man, once she showed up, even though I had not reached out to her, I had not talked to her, I had not texted her, I didn't want nothing to do with the bitch, man. You know, when I seen her, and not just when I seen the bitch, but when I smelled her, she's always had this sort of smell about her. And I know y'all be probably tripping about, like, smell? What kind of bitch you fucking with that got a smell? You know what I mean? It is a kind of smell that just drives you crazy. It is a pheromone. I can't describe it. It's not a bad smell. It's just her own natural aroma, her own natural scent. And typically, if I'm really attracted to a woman, I can smell it. I know, weird shit, but yeah, if I'm really attracted to a woman, I can smell her. And Donna's one of them bitches where I could just smell her, man. And when I smell her, combined with the fact that she got that little waist, that bubble ass, them huge tits, nigga, it makes my heart start pumping. My blood start flowing, man, just looking at this bitch. You know what I mean? Shit. But, the whole concept of her using me, and I'm like, well, I guess if that's what y'all want to call this relationship, the trick and the whole, I mean, fair exchange is no robbery. If you can't get down with a bitch that's forever acting ridiculous in that regard, I ain't gonna shame you for it, man. Shit. Yeah, I ain't gonna front. The game gets old. Yes, it does. But when you really think about it, what she has actually done throughout our relationship, man, she hasn't really done anything major. She just does typical stupid shit that bitches do. Pretty much everything that she has done, almost every other bitch I know has done. You know, they always think that when they find a certain dude or whatever, that they could just wash their hands of Big Mike. They all do the shit, man. They all do the shit. But there's a big difference between the hobosexual game and being a real fucking man. Like I said, all these niggas are short-winded. They can't get the shit done. They can't get nothing done. They need a nigga in their corner, man, that can get shit done. And that's what's going on with Donna right now. She needs a motherfucker in her life that can get shit done. So now y'all probably asking, so what up with the white boys? The white boy's still on the scene. According to her, and I looked him up, he's incarcerated. Let me see. Like a month after they called me and harassed me on the phone, you know, like, I guess he was beating her ass or whatever and shit, and so he violated his parole. So he's serving out the rest of his sentence and shit, man. So that was in March when he got locked back up again. And I guess ever since then, she's been struggling. Struggling like a motherfucker, man. You know what I mean? So yeah, we sat and we rapped a whole lot about what happened and why she did what she did. And it's the same shit, man. She could barely bring herself to apologize. But I made her ass apologize 3 or 4 times. I'm like, oh, nah, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, what made you believe the words of this motherfucker over me? You know what I mean? Then she came up with some stupid ass reason. I mean, the reasons that she was giving me was just straight bullshit. It was malarkey. My initial impressions of it was a simple false flag. She wanted to believe this shit because she wanted to distance herself from me. Bitch, I'm not stupid, you know. But y'all see with the Cash App, man, she wanted some money. And best believe, I gave her the money. Well, no, I didn't give her the money. She earned the money. And I'm not going into what that means. But yes, she put in that work for the money. And from henceforth, y'all know what I told you. We doing it Pai Mei style. I am no longer giving bitches the benefit of the doubt. Every dime that a bitch get, they all putting in work. Because they don't appreciate when you treat them like human beings, man. They just don't. And I'm not really doing anything that I haven't done before. When I first started in this game, that's how I was. I was Pai Mei style, man. But the older I got and the more secure and the more comfortable I got in the game, I got soft. And the softer you get, the worse it's going to be when you fuck with these bitches, man. You can't be a soft-ass nigga juggling multiple bitches. You can't do it. At some point in time, they're going to test you. And then they're going to keep testing you and keep testing you once they figure out that you really don't have any boundaries, man. You may have started off with boundaries, but as time goes on and you get too tired to enforce the rules and make them pay for their infractions, you're going to reap the whirlwind, son. And keep in mind, man, this is the problems increase exponentially when you have a lot of women. Like, if you just got 1 or 2 females or some things that you can manage and let shit slide, man. But, shit, man. With me, I always had at least 5 chicks I was juggling, man. You know what I mean? And juggling that many women takes a lot out of you, man. There's a lot of disciplinary actions that need to happen or need to take place for you to maintain your power and your respect. And you just get tired of it, man. It becomes life draining. So you get to the point where you just start cutting corners and you start letting bitches get away with murder, man. So I would advise all of y'all, if you do have multiple broads, you know what I mean? Trim some of the fat because you're shortening your lifespan, bro. You know what I mean? But nah, man, ain't nobody using me, nigga. Fuck out of here. Know what the fuck I'm doing. Now, from the outside looking in, it might look like that to y'all, but shit. I get internet checks every month contradicting that goddamn song and dance y'all talking about. And how is that possible? It's off her back, nigga. Shit. So, yeah, for the past 3-4 days, it's just been nonstop phone calls, nonstop text messages, man. And I hope she sees and she understands that my energy is very different. I mean, I used to cupcake with her a lot, man, on the phone and through text, but I'm not in the mood for that shit. And pretty much I think those days are gone forever, because I told her, I said, you just don't realize what the fuck you did. I said, you have forever altered our relationship in a way that you just don't understand yet. She was like, oh, really? She like, you mad for real? I'm like, mad ain't the word. I'm like, shit, loyalty is big with me. And what you showed me was you ain't loyal to the gang. You ain't loyal to Big Mike, man. But I got your name. I got your tat. And she showed me she still got the tat. And I'm like, tat don't mean shit if you ain't backing it up with your actions. What the Christians say in the Bible? Faith without works is dead, bitch. Faith without works is dead. You might got that tat, but shit. When it came down to really showing who you are and what me and your relationship is about, you failed miserably. What you basically showed me was the tattoo was just a means to an end to get your foot in the door and keep it in the door to try and manipulate me in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Is that how you feel? I mean, ain't it obvious? You meet some punk-ass white boy in prison and you exchange that motherfucker for me, someone that you've been knowing since 06? Making sure that you and your shorties is tight? Make sure you and your kids is okay? Putting your punk ass through goddamn online courses in school? And you don't even have the presence of mind. Then when that white boy was singing all that crazy bullshit to you about me, you didn't have enough respect for me to even come and holler at me and ask me was it true. You just believed the white boy, right? Okay. So we sat and talked for a minute, man. I read it, the riot act and shit. And all the while I'm doing this shit, of course, man, you know, I could see her eyes low-key bugging out. Because I don't think I've ever really talked to her this way before. You know what I mean? Which is funny because I've never really needed to. But, you know, some cats would be scared to say these sort of things to a woman because they would be scared that they would lose her. But, I mean, I don't really have the bitch anyway. Number one, it's a trick whole relationship. Number two, shit, I ain't really seen her for like 6 months. So it ain't like I've been busting nuts fucking with the bitch. You know what I mean? So if I'm over here talking cash shit, talking crazy to her, I'm like, what the fuck do I have to lose? I ain't got shit to lose. Fuck, if you fuck around and disappear right about now, won't be no skin off my teeth. Because I ain't been fucking with you anyway. Shit. So while I was doing all that, you know, and you know, you could just put your finger on shit, get the pulse of shit. And, I don't know, she was like weighing the scales, man. It was like, she didn't know how to process this shit. Because she's used to me just not really giving a fuck, man. She really is. Because typically I don't give a fuck, but this was such a huge infraction, man. I wasn't about to let this shit slide. Nah, man. And I think it turned her on. I think it kind of turned her on, shit, so. And that's not the purpose. I don't really give a fuck if I'm turning bitches on, man. I'm just so over this whole concept of game and turning bitches on. And, you know, do this. I'm tired. Tired of the stupid goofball shit that you gotta do to make a bitch wet. I don't care. I don't. Shit. What we gonna do, I'm gonna grab this KY jelly. I'm gonna lube up them cheeks. And I don't give a fuck if you like it or not. I don't care. No, I don't. No. So, yeah, she's back, y'all. And that's funny, right? When I did that poll asking y'all who was the sexiest bitch, y'all must hate that bitch, boy. You niggas do not like Donna. That bitch did not get not one vote. which surprised me, man, because I think she one of the baddest bitches in the stable, but I guess there's a lot to be said for just having a bad stank attitude, man. Shit, that just makes you a turnoff right off the grip. Because niggas did not, I repeat, did not give her any love, any action whatsoever. But yes, she's back. Mm-hmm. And Big Mike has no problem letting y'all know that, yes, unfortunately, somewhere along the way, the whole concept of I don't love them hoes got lost in the sauce. Because I actually do love this bitch, man. This is not your typical garden variety podcast where I sit up here and I lie to you niggas, man. Okay? I'm not trying to put up any sort of pretenses. I'm not trying to uphold any sort of reputation. This is real life shit, man. This is real life shit. Oh yeah, RH. Whew, man. My fault, RH, man. I was supposed to shout you out last goddamn podcast and shit, man. My fault. But yes, RH, appreciate you for the 200 piece, man. Appreciate you for the 200 piece, man. God damn it. Let me see here. Who else? Yeah, but they see Boogie hit me up again. See Boogie and RH, man. So, yep. And also, appreciate all my Patreons. So the saga continues. We're going to see just how funky her attitude's going to get. See if she's learned anything. More than likely she hasn't, because the bitch is a psychopath. And, you know, the shit turns her on to, like, just be in some sort of drama. You know, the bitch got to be in some sort of drama. You know what I mean? She's got to manufacture some sort of goddamn crisis. But the difference this time is I'm not going to be giving her all these compliments. I'm not going to be on that beautiful, you know. I mean, I don't know if you would call it simp shit, man. But, I mean, I'm just an honest dude, man. I think she's a beautiful bitch. And each time I got a chance to compliment her, you know, I'll compliment her. But I ain't doing that shit no more, man. I mean, she done priced herself out the market. I got a broad that's half her age that's acting right. You know what I mean? So, nah, man. Mm-mm. You better act right, bitch. Uh-huh. Because right now, what she do? She sent me a text message the other day talking about her car payment is due. Man, just the boldness and the brashness of this bitch is crazy. And she was just like, I need your help. I need $200 to get my car paid for or some shit. And I'm just like, I just ignored it, y'all. I just ignored it. You know, because, no. Mm-mm. Not paying you no $200. I'm going to be doing it Pai Mei style now. Mm-mm. Even if you're going to put in the work for the $200. You know what I mean? I'm not even going to do that. I got a younger bitch that likes to get down and do it for half the price. Shit. You done fucked up with the bottom shelf Brad, bitch. You done fucked up. Mm-mm. So I think she think that it's business back to usual, but it ain't. It is not. And of course, I hope y'all know and understand that this is therapy for me. I appreciate y'all sitting here listening to me spill my guts. Shit, man, it's therapy, son. Because I told her, I was like, you keep fucking with me, it's going to be some more domestic violence around this bitch. You think I'm playing? Shit. I could tell she wanted to say something real slick when I told her that shit. But I hold all the power, bitch. I hold all the cards. You don't want to talk crazy. You don't want to talk crazy to a nigga that holds the key to get your car note paid. You don't want to do that. Mm-mm. Shit, man. Oh, yeah, buddy. All right, y'all. Big Mike, Almighty Triple XL. Coming at y'all live and direct. Max City Limits Radio Show. MaxCity.com. And we out.